I stared at my bright computer screen. My eyes felt heavy, and my fingers trembled nervously with each key press. We'd already been awake for more than 5 days, during which time 28 players had died. "I don't want to die," Lewis typed into the chat. "I'm not so sure you will. There's only the two of us left. I can't keep this up much longer." The game had seemed so simple. A competition to see who could stay awake the longest, and the winner would receive enough money to last a lifetime. For someone like myself, without a social life nor a job to attend, it was the perfect opportunity. 30 players had received an invitation, all active participants of an international dark web forum. We were just required to fill in some necessary information, including a Bitcoin wallet to where the money would be sent. After clicking submit, I was given a time and a list of simple rules to follow. Number 1, both your web camera and microphone must be activated for the entire duration of the competition. Number 2, there won't be any bathroom breaks. Plan accordingly. Number 3, you're not allowed to seek out the physical location of the other contestants. Number 4, there can only be one winner. As I eagerly awaited for the first bit of excitement I'd seen in months, I stocked up on the necessary supplies, mostly energy drinks, snacks, and a bucket. Once the time of the competition started, I clicked the provided link. I was faced with a blank screen consisting of 30 names and a chat box. I could gain access to each of the competitors' camera feeds by clicking on their username, but the chat itself was global. "I guess no one here speaks English," Insomnia90 said. A few of the participants responded with broken sentences. It seemed that out of the 30 members of the chat, only myself and Insomnia9 were native speakers. 2 days went by in the blink of an eye, and 7 players had already left the game in silence. I spent most of my time watching movies and chatting to Insomnia90, who I'd come to know as Lewis. He was a Canadian university student on break, bored out of his mind. "Hey, check out the German guy, he's about to pass out," Lewis said. I clicked on his username. It would be the first participant we'd actually see falling asleep. His eyes were already half closed, and his body shifted towards the edge of his chair. We chuckled at the guy as we got one step closer to victory. Not long after, his consciousness wandered off the edge and he fell into a deep pit of sleep. Only a second passed before his eyes shot back open in a horrified panic as he clutched his ears and screamed in agony. His body started twitching uncontrollably in all the wrong directions and blood poured from his nose and ears. It looked as if his brain had been scrambled to pieces inside his own head. Within a minute, he fell over, dead, his face softly resting on the keyboard. "What the fuck was that?" I asked. "Is he dead?" Lewis replied. I frantically started clicking on every other username, checking if anyone else was about to fall asleep. "Check the Swedish one," I said. Sure enough, he drifted off no more than a minute earlier. Suddenly, his eyes shot open and he seized just like the German had before him. Another minute and he just added to the rapidly growing pile of corpses. We warned the others as best we could. Only a few of them seemed to get the message, each getting out from their chairs in an attempt at fleeing. Alas, no sooner had they decided to run before they dropped dead on the floor. "Oh fuck, oh god, we're gonna die, aren't we?" Lewis said. "I guess only the winner survives," I typed back. 3 days passed. During that time, we made numerous attempts at contacting the outside world. Phone calls, emails, messages, they were all blocked. Lewis and I were the only players left, keeping each other awake as we searched in despair for a way out. I already ran out of supplies, so if sleep deprivation didn't get me, dehydration would. Then I noticed that Lewis hadn't spoken in a few minutes. Lewis, no, wake the fuck up. I called out to no avail. He had already died. As he left the game, I was declared the winner. 29 people had died, and I was gifted an unfathomable amount of cash. Since then, I've been searching for Lewis's family. Even if they weren't close, I want them to know that he was a good person up until the end. I'm so sorry. I wish it had been me. Thanks for listening to the No Sleep Podcast. If you love tuning in for these stories, please leave a review to let others know how much you enjoy listening. And don't forget to check out the link to our YouTube channel in the podcast description.